Close your eyes. Take a couple of good long, deep in and out breaths. Where do you feel the breathing in the body? Where it's clear that now the breath is coming in, now the breath is going out. Focus your attention there. And if long breathing feels good, keep it up. If it doesn't, you can experiment with other kinds of breathing. Shorter, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. See what kind of breathing feels good for the body right now. We're trying to develop good qualities in the mind. Qualities like mindfulness, keeping something in mind. Alertness, knowing what you're doing while you're doing it. And ardency, whatever you're doing, you're trying to do it well. So you can develop these qualities around the breath. Keep the breath in mind. And be alert to whether the mind is staying with the breath, how the breath feels. If the mind is not staying with the breath, bring it back. That's the quality of ardency. You don't just wander around. You're trying to develop a skill here. Exercise the mind so that it's good and strong. Because we live in this world where there's attacks from all sides, sight, sound, smells, taste, tactile sensations that are not pleasant. And the mind needs some strength to withstand it so it can continue doing good in this world without feeling injured or weakened by what's going on outside. So you develop strength inside, and the strengths begin right here. By the way you breathe, by the way you talk to yourself around the breath, the images you hold in mind. Think of the breath flowing through the whole body. Because when we talk about breath, it's not just the air coming in and out through the nose, it's the energy flow in the body that allows the breath, that allows the air to come in and go out. Because that energy is the energy of life. And it stands to reason that if that energy feels blocked or constricted in your body, it's not going to be good for the health of the body. It's not going to be good for the health of the mind. So allow it to flow freely. Think of the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. And keep this in mind. It's a lot easier to say with something when it's pleasant. So breathe in a way that feels good. And you find that these qualities of mind, mindfulness, alertness, ardency, do develop. And then you can take these qualities and you can apply them to any good job in the world. Any task you have. Because our tasks tend to fail because we're not mindful. We forget about things that need to be done. We're not paying careful attention to what we're doing. And we don't really try to do it well. Sometimes we just phone it in. Here we are. This is your own breath. This is your own life. This is the quality of your mind right here. So pay attention. Do this well. And then when the mind is strengthened like this, then you can apply that strength to other things. You don't want to be the kind of person who goes down to the gym, gets strong, then comes back to the house, doesn't even lift a finger. That strength is to be used well. Support of a good task you have in life, develop these qualities of mindfulness, alertness, ardency. Because there's a guarantee that you stay on course and that you develop skill as you work with what you're doing. Commit to doing it well. And then reflect on the results. If the results are good, keep on doing what you've been doing. If the results are not good, well, you know you have to change. Use your ingenuity to figure out the best way to be with the breath, the best way to breathe, the best way to pay attention. Then you can apply those qualities to all your activities.